At the 4th General Session, the proficiency awards for the Animal Systems Pathway were announced, including SAE proficiencies in goat production, poultry production, sheep production, small animal production and care, specialty animal production, swine production entrepreneurship, swine production placement, and veterinary science. These members have put thousands of hours of work into their projects, and here at Convention, it's all paying off with these recognitions.
So I'm Kaylee Dunn from Canyon, Texas, and I won the sheep placement production. We run about 150 Dorper ewes, and then we breed them to Dorper-Dorset cross rams. And then we recently brought 15 Southdowns in, and we've been AIing and putting them in donor ewes. It just feels like all the stress kind of just fell off, and I was so thankful for my family and my ag teacher that has supported me to help me be here.
My name's Max Landon. I'm from Durham, California, and I've won specialty animal production. My SAE is working for my family's apiary business. So we do almond pollination, queen production, new production, package production, along with some summer seed pollination and honey production. Bit of a shock, to be honest with you. Definitely feels rewarding still, not through the initial shock of it all, though.
My name is Hannah Miller. I'm from the Prairie Central FFA chapter from Illinois, and I was a national winner in swine production entrepreneurship. Yep, my SAE has two facets of my operation, one side consisting of 7 sows of spots and tamworths that I have the goal of producing elite offspring to sell to other competitive show pig enthusiasts. And then I also have a side of my operation where I show the pigs myself that I've either retained from ones I've raised myself and being able to compete in the bred and owned divisions, or I've bought from other breeders to then return those gelds into my operation and improve my genetics. Yeah, it's actually crazy because I told my advisor and my mom freshman year that I had the goal of being a national finalist. So just being here and on that stage, I've been on the stage a few times, and I wasn't nervous because I was so excited that I got to be up there. And then when I announced my name, I was actually shocked because I was just so surprised. When we were in the meeting room, the other competitors were very, very well prepared. So I was like, I'm just so excited to be here. But when I won, I was very, very shocked and very excited.
Hi, my name is Presley Merritt. I'm from the Anna FFA chapter in the Texas FFA Association, and I am the small animal production and care proficiency champion. My SAE involves Velveteen Lop rabbits. They are a small breed. They have lop eared, very soft fur. I currently own 17 of them. I do a lot of things of marketing, breeding them, advertising. I help youth a lot. That's a big thing that I try to focus on. I host workshops and I help them with their own breeding goals and aspirations. Feels pretty awesome. I wasn't really expecting to get this far, and I'm really glad that I did.
My name is Emma Brandenburg. I'm from Felicity, Ohio, and I was the National Vet Science Proficiency winner. So I currently work at Rolling Hills Veterinary Service, a mixed animal practice in rural southern Ohio. My current job title is veterinary assistant, but however, I started as a kennel tech. So I've been proficient in that area and kind of working and learning there. I run a lot of diagnostic tests, assist in surgical procedures, and things like that. Yeah, for sure. Definitely a lot of time and effort into this SAE. You know, first starting out, you kind of just think it's a job, and then you apply and you don't ever really think it's going to get to this point of view. So that's a really, really nice thing to see kind of all your hard work pay off. I really don't think I ever thought I would be in this position. So seeing myself here is very, very rewarding. And, you know, seeing all that hard work pay off is definitely something that I appreciate.
I'm Addison Sneberger. I'm a senior at Hydro Eakley in the state of Oklahoma. And I was recently just the national proficiency winner in the area of goat production. So on my farm in Oklahoma, I have 8 to 10 boar goat females, and then I have roughly 38 Spanish recips, and so I utilize a lot of reproductive technologies such as IVF, in vitro fertilization, and AIing to get my does bred. I have a smaller operation, but the way things work, it's working for me and it's helping me and other 4-H and FFA members be successful. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity today to be here and be able to get on stage. And I actually was able to win. So it was very, very awesome. Yes, ma'am. So it starts at the very beginning. My ag teacher puts in a lot of time and effort helping us ride our proficiencies, and my parents do a wonderful job helping get all that prepared. But it also starts at the farm, being able to take care of the livestock and animals every single day and go from the ground up, getting those animals raised and selling those animals to the 4-H and FFA members, seeing them be successful. That's why I was able to be successful, is because of the projects that are at home. But I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my parents and my ag teacher doing everything that they do to help and want to see us be successful.
Great. Thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Are we all good?
My name's Tucker Elek. Today I've won the Swine Production Placement Proficiency Award category, and I'm from Neodesha, Kansas. Well, I want to start off by saying that none of this is possible without my family, without my advisor, Ms. Lehman, without all the folks at home and Neodesha who supported me along this journey. And so I want to start off by saying how thankful I am to them. But secondly, what this is a swine production enterprise in Southeast Kansas, which is like Family Show Pigs, where I am currently the herd manager. And we raise and produce show pigs for 4-H and FFA members across the entire country. Currently, we're a 20-cell operation that has over 5 breeds, and our main focus is to make sure that every 4-H and FFA member across the country who wants to have a show pig has an opportunity to come and visit our operation and to purchase a show pig from us in the spring. And the other thing that we do as an operation is the Michon operation, which is when the Michon herd was declared endangered 2 years ago. As an operation, we decided to take initiative, and so far we've raised 34 Michon piglets and have increased the population in the United States. And so along with show pig production and trying to increase the population of an endangered swine breed, I'm just so happy to connect with as many fellow 4-H and FFA members across the entire country, be able to improve our marketing strategies and investment in the future long term, and then build that long-term retention. And so that is what my main focus is on, is reproductive practices, long-term marketing retention and marketing strategies, and then making sure we have a sustainable future in the swine industry. Feels great, and of course I'm honored to win. But even if I wouldn't have won, I will tell you what my gratitude and my thanks to everyone who's helped me along this journey is would be the same, because all the people. Here's the thing: at the camera, it's just me, but there's so many people behind me who have invested so much in my agricultural experience, who have invested so much in me. That's what I'm so thankful for. But what it also means is that my overview of this SAE and of FFA in general is it is not about me. It is about everyone at home who maybe doesn't get the voice or the recognition that they deserve for being in agriculture. And my hope is just to share with them that this victory just isn't mine, it's yours too. And together as a swine industry, we still have a place in society, and we have a significant place in the future of production and of the livestock industry. And that's really, really important for everyone at home to understand.
My name is Nathan Hutchinson. I'm from Madera, California. I won poultry production. My SAE consists of just about everything with poultry. I do chicks, layers, meat. I breed like show birds, breed my own livestock for either chicks, eggs, or meat. Not so much meat anymore, I have 1,300 or 1,300 active layers or breeding stock, and then probably another 50 meat birds right now at the moment. High season this year, I had 2,400 active layers. I process my own meat because I have my own USDA exemption, and then I also teach people how to do processing, and I sell my eggs to the community, to food trucks and restaurants, because I have my California egg handlers permit. I also have my social media. At Nate's Chicks on Instagram and Facebook. I do all my social media through there. So just because it's just Everyone that was like up there with me, they're all like really great people. I was talking to one of the kids behind the stage, and he focused, because I focused a lot more on like the industry side of things, and he focused a lot more on like the show side, and he was just extremely knowledgeable, and he just knew what he was talking about, and it's like people like that I just kind of find really cool, just because I can tell that they have the same passion as me. And so it's just kind of like a whole jumble of like what I feel and about everything going on, because it's exciting, and it's exciting to meet people and talk to people that have the same interests as me.
Reporting from the National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kate Walker.
My SAE is working for my family's apiary business. So we do almond pollination, queen production, nuke production, package production, along with some summer seed pollination and honey production. Bit of a shock, to be honest with you. definitely feels rewarding still. Not through the initial shock of it all, though.
Yeah, it's actually crazy, because I told my advisor and my mom freshman year that I had the goal of being a national finalist. So just being here and on that stage, I've been on the stage a few times, and I wasn't nervous because I was so excited that I got to be up there. And then when I announced my name, I was actually shocked because I was just so surprised.
My SAE involves Velveteen Lop Rabbits. They are a small breed. They have lop-eared, very soft fur. I currently own 17 of them. I do a lot of things of marketing, breeding them, advertising. I help youth a lot. That's a big thing that I try to focus on. I host workshops, and I help them with their own breeding goals and aspirations. It feels pretty awesome. I wasn't really expecting to get this far, but I'm really glad that I did.
So on my farm in Oklahoma, I have 8 to 10 boar goat females, and then I have roughly 38 Spanish recips, and so I utilize a lot of reproductive technologies such as IVF, in vitro fertilization, and AIing to get my does bred. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity today to be here and be able to get on stage, and I actually was able to win, so it was very, very awesome. It starts at the very beginning. My ag teacher puts in a lot of time and effort helping us ride our proficiencies, and my parents do a wonderful job helping get all that prepared. But it also starts at the farm, being able to take care of the livestock and animals every single day and go from the ground up.
What this is a swine production enterprise in Southeast Kansas, which is like Family Show Pigs, where I am currently the herd manager, and we raise and produce show pigs for 4-H and FFA members across the entire country. And the other thing that we do as an operation is the Michonne operation, which is when the Michonne herd was declared endangered 2 years ago. As an operation, we decided to take initiative, and so far we've raised 34 Michonne piglets and have increased the population in the United States. My overview of this SAE and of FFA in general is it is not about me. It is about everyone at home who maybe doesn't get the voice or the recognition that they deserve for being in agriculture. And my hope is just to share with them that this victory just isn't mine, it's yours too. And together as a swine industry, we still have a place in society, and we have a significant place in the future of production and of the livestock industry. And that's really, really important for everyone at home to understand.